This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing, jaw-dropping scientific developments that are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour, well, this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can talk back to the radio or the internet. How many times have you been listening to the TV, the radio, the internet, and something pops up? Something catches your imagination, fires you up, but hey, you're all alone. It's just you and the internet and the TV set, and there's nobody to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can call me at 612-564-8135. That's right. Here's your chance to ask your question on national radio. Go to 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letter to the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and boom! You can get on national radio by asking that question, making that comment that's always been bothering you. Maybe you're at the dinner table and your kids ask you a question from science class, and there you are, stumped. What are you going to do? You're going to come out smelling like a rose by calling 612-564-8135. And for that matter, why not put your kids on national radio? Why not put them on the telephone so they can ask that question that's been bothering their science class? And also check out my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook at Michio Kaku, we have 3 million fans. And just the other day, I was on Twitter, and it said that in the last 30 days, I had 5 million people read some of my tweets. So if you want to find out what all the excitement is about, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest bestseller is called The Future of Humanity. That's right, our future in outer space. You know, the dinosaurs did not have a space program, and that's why they're not here today to talk about it. They got wiped out. They didn't know what hit them. But we do know what's out there, and it's pretty dangerous. We live in the middle of a cosmic shooting gallery, and that's why we need a backup plan. Plan B, just in case something bad happens to us on the planet Earth. That means, yes, an expedition to the moon, to Mars, and even beyond. And if you get my book, Future of the Mind, that was number one on the New York Times bestseller list, you'll read about the fantastic developments in, get this, telepathy, telekinesis, recording memories, being able to record and print out dreams. These were all once considered the province of crackpots and kooks and people way outside the boundaries of science. And guess who's doing these experiments now? Physicists, neurologists. We are using physics to probe some of the deepest secrets of the human mind. By looking at blood flow in the living brain with MRI scans, we can actually see thoughts. Thoughts as they originate inside the living brain. And my colleague Stephen Hawking, who recently passed away, eventually he lost control of his fingers and his vocal cords. So how did he communicate? Telepathically. We put a chip in his right glass that connected his brain to the chip by radio. And then that chip was connected to a laptop computer that typed. Believe it or not, my colleague, the late Stephen Hawking, would communicate to the world by thinking, and having a machine type out what he thought. In the future, that'll be the Internet. The Internet will be replaced by BrainNet. You'll send images, emotions, feelings on the Internet. And the movies will look so 20th century. What is a movie? It's nothing but a screen with sound. That's it, folks. A screen with sound. In the future, you will have feelings, emotions, memories on the Internet, not just sound. Okay, well, like I said before, we are taking your phone call in this hour. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question that's always been bothering you. Okay, let's move on now to the first listener phone call.
Hi, this is Ken calling for listening to you on GCN. I'd like to ask why haven't they used artificial diamond manufacturing to make more effective weapons, like, for example, diamond armor, or, like, for example, diamond bullets? And also, if they were to use diamond bullets, would the ballistics be different? For example, would the rifling on the barrel have to be changed, or would there be different kinds of ballistics in response to diamonds because they can conduct heat more effectively? I'm just wondering what the practical applications are because it's been around for about 20 years. Same as the applications, for example, what would happen if you had, an aerogel bullet, or like a bullet made of aerogel, or armor made of aerogel. Thank you for your time.
Okay, well, I have a personal interest in armaments because I was in the United States Infantry for about 2 years at the height of the Vietnam War. In fact, I had a chance to fire practically every single weapon in the United States military's arsenal, starting with M16 rifle, going all the way up to bazookas, anti-tank weapons, all the way up to scale. Well, first of all, you are right that we can make artificial diamonds. That's right. In fact, gem-quality artificial diamonds, and that's why the De Beers and the Oppenheimer people, they are very cautious about this because they know that if we scientists flood the market, it could really send diamond prices plunging, and the whole ceremony around engagement and marriage and stuff like that could be affected. That could affect the multi-billion-dollar jewelry market. Recently, I was reading that the De Beers people, yes, they want to accommodate artificial diamonds. But let's address your question about the military applications. First of all, we think that diamonds are the hardest substance around, but that's actually not true. It turns out that graphene is tougher than diamonds. Graphene is nothing but a single layer of molecular carbon, and it is so strong you can put an elephant, balance it on a pencil, and put the pencil on a sheet of graphene, and the graphene will not break. However, graphene is very hard to create in pure form more than just the size of your fingernail. So it means that coatings, in the future coatings, will use carbon either in diamond form or perhaps more likely in graphene form as a way to shield the bullet from the different kinds of forces that would experience after it's being fired. But do you really gain that much advantage? Well, you said that would we have to change the clicks on a rifle? And probably not. It turns out that the basic physics of projectiles is given by Isaac Newton, and the projectile physics is basically independent of what the bullet is made of in terms of its trajectory, in terms of how many clicks you want to put on the rifle. So even though you would have better armor-piercing capabilities with nanotechnology and coating armaments with nanotechnology like graphene, you're not going to have to necessarily change the settings on a rifle because those settings are pretty much set by Isaac Newton's laws of motion, which in turn, believe it or not, are more or less independent of what the bullet itself is made of. But anyway, some people think that even the bullets of today may become obsolete as they become artificially intelligent. In other words, it may be possible to create a whole new series of armaments using high tech. Well, we run out of time in this segment of Science Fantastic. Stay tuned as we continue a discussion of science and society on Science Fantastic. Stay tuned.
may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, we are taking your listener phone call in this hour. Whether you're listening on the internet or whatever, you can give us a call and you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Ask that question. Leave that comment on the tape, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard nationwide on Science Fantastic. And once again, if you want to know more about my work, go to Facebook at Michio Kaku, or Twitter at Michio Kaku, or go to my website at mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, moving right along now, let's take the next listener phone call.
Yes, this is David in Central Lake, Michigan, calling with station WMKT. My question is about the tunneling electron microscope. Has there been any developments or research into improving upon that? I know we keep talking about these more and more telescopes can see farther and farther in the past. Is the electron microscope the end-all and be-all, or has there been any progress on improving upon that? Thank you.
Well, the electron microscope allows you to get these gorgeous, surrealistic, alien-like photographs all the way down to the cellular level. And it gives us a whole insight into a new world, the world of nanotechnology, the world of Mother Nature, the world of how Mother Nature performs its biological feats. But there are limitations given us by the quantum theory, which happens to be my specialty. It turns out that when you get down to molecular distances, the electron beam gets more and more energetic the smaller it gets, which kind of like violates common sense. But if you want to get an electron microscope that's even more powerful than the one today, you have to have a wavelength smaller and smaller and smaller, and that becomes disruptive. In fact, at a certain point, you hit X-rays, and X-rays, as you know, can cause cancer. It can knock the crap out of atoms. And so that's the problem with microscopes. We have optical microscopes with a wavelength on the order of several hundred atoms, but when you start to go to ultraviolet radiation and eventually X-ray radiation, the wavelength is about the size of an atom. So in principle, you can actually, quote-unquote, see an atom. And that's what electron tunneling microscopes can do. I played with one. I was filming with BBC Television a few years ago. We flew down to San Jose, where at the Bell Laboratories, they had a tunneling microscope where I could actually, quote, touch individual atoms. That's right. They look like ping pong balls. Ping pong balls on a computer screen. And you can actually manipulate them one by one and spell different letters out of individual atoms. This is amazing. Think about that. Spelling at, for example, IBM, atom for atom, each atom the size of a ping pong ball on a computer screen, and manipulating them by hand with a handheld device. But like I said, once you get to even smaller frequencies, I mean smaller wavelengths, energy increases by Planck's law, and at that point it becomes very disruptive, and basically it blasts these atoms apart. The molecules are sent to smithereens, and your X-ray microscope becomes useless. So there's a trade-off. So electron microscopes are pretty much the limit of what you can do unless we learn how to manipulate X-rays without causing the damaging effect of high-energy particles. Okay, well, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. My name is George Gonzalez. I'm calling from Corpus Christi, Texas, radio station 1360 AM. My question is about black holes. Black holes consume other stars, other planets, and then they eventually, I guess, explode. Do they eventually take over each other if there's enough black holes in the universe or in a galaxy, and then create another universe or another dimension? Is this the process of the universe being rebuilt? And I'm a big fan of yours. I've bought your books, and if you could explain that, I'd appreciate it, and hopefully I can hear it on this show, because I don't get to hear every show. Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a question that is at the cutting edge of modern physics, because it has to deal with how the universe itself will die. We think that the universe will have five basic stages in its lifespan. The first stage is the Big Bang, and when temperatures were extremely hot, and the universe consisted of a huge, gigantic ball of hot plasma gas. That's the first stage. The second stage of the evolution of the universe is when all this high-energy matter began to condense into atoms, and condense into stars, giving us what is called the stellariferous era, the era of stars. And that's the era that we live in. We live in the era when the universe is brilliant and lit up by all these dazzling, shining stars lit up by the process called fusion, which is the burning of hydrogen into helium. But, hey, let's face it, all things must pass. Eventually, we go to stage three, billions and billions of years from now, when the stars begin to twinkle out, we burn up most of the energy and fuel in the stars, and the stars become neutron stars, dead stars, or black holes. That's the third era. The fourth era is when the whole universe becomes nothing but black holes. A very sad era. No more stars generating light. The universe essentially consists of black holes. The universe is completely dark. The night sky is completely dark. And the fifth era is horrible. The fifth era is when the universe itself dies and black holes radiate their energy into outer space in something called Hawking radiation. Hawking radiation means that black holes are not really black. They're gray. They will seep out gentle radiation, which may dominate stage 5, when the entire universe becomes invisible and seeps out this radiation until, as you pointed out, eventually they will explode and there's nothing left but a gas of electrons and neutrinos. Sounds kind of horrible, right? Well, my personal attitude is, first of all, don't worry about it. It's going to take place trillions upon trillions of years from now. And second of all, by then, if we survive, we will have technology trillions of years more powerful than anything we can even imagine today. We may even have the power of a god, in which case we may want to create a lifeboat, an interdimensional lifeboat, and escape the universe. Believe it or not, I'm not the only physicist who's proposed this, but to create an interdimensional lifeboat so that we can leave our universe and go to a neighboring universe in the multiverse, and then we can mess up that universe as well. And believe it or not, yes, there are scientific articles about this. The ultimate doomsday, when the universe dies not in fire, but in ice. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Dave P., 1340 KPRK, Livingston, Montana. And I was wondering what your opinion is on our wormholes. Are they feasible to use, or is it just a hoopla?
Well, if you're a fan of Star Trek, you know that wormholes are very convenient ways to zip across the entire galaxy and the universe, basically a shortcut through space and time, and it's not completely ruled out. We physicists believe that at the beginning of time, that is, at the Big Bang, there may have been tiny wormholes that existed with the original singularity that created the universe. As the universe rapidly expanded in terms of what is called inflation, these wormholes may also have been stretched and allow us to then communicate and go back and forth across the universe. Now, if you're a fan of Star Trek, you know that there's a problem there, and that is stability. It turns out that most of the wormholes in Star Trek are unstable, and you can't really use them to go back and forth. However, that leaves open the possibility that some of them are stable, in which case we may actually be able to go backwards and forwards. So what are the pros and cons of this? The pros and cons of this are, well, first of all, we've never seen one. They are theoretically possible, but let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll continue a discussion of wormholes and space and time. And this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The CDC is saying the predicted winter COVID surge has started, with the current 7-day average up nearly 40% over last week. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says Americans should get their booster shots.
In one study, for those who were boosted and over the age of 50, there was a 90% decrease in mortality from COVID-19 compared to those who did not receive a booster.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced that masks must be worn in all indoor public spaces unless that place has established a COVID-19 vaccine requirement.
The governor said she made the decision based on the CDC guidelines and also the number of overall cases and hospitalizations that continued to rise. The new rules take effect December 13 and will last until January 15. This is USA Radio News. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol subpoenaed an additional six people connected to former President Trump. The committee is seeking records and testimony from people involved in the organization and planning of rallies for Trump supporters on January 5th and 6th. Some allegedly worked directly with Trump to plan the rallies on the Ellipse that directly preceded the riots at the Capitol. The Supreme Court has decided to leave in place the new restrictive abortion ban in Texas, but it also ruled that a lawsuit seeking to strike the law down can proceed. The Texas law is enforced by private citizens through lawsuits against doctors and clinics that perform abortions. The law also comes with a $10,000 penalty. The decision by the court doesn't address whether the Texas ban is unconstitutional. It also allows abortion clinics in Texas to sue over the law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Science Fantastic.
Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we are taking your listener phone calls. You are center stage. This is your opportunity to ask that question or make that comment that's always been bothering you, but you never had a chance to talk to a physicist about these things. I was once on a book tour years ago where a man comes up to me and very politely says, "You have to answer my question. You have to answer it." And I said, "Well, why do I have to answer your question?" And he said, "Well, because if you don't answer it, I may have to go another 10, 20 years before I get a chance to talk to a physicist about this question." And then I thought to myself, and I said, "My God, he's right. There are not that many of us. How many of us are there registered with the American Physical Society? Oh, about 30,000. That's it for the entire country. We're not like doctors. There are about over a million doctors in the United States. There's only about 20, 30,000 physicists. And in my specialization, quantum theory, cosmology, string theory, how many of us are there? A few hundred. the entire United States. So I said to myself, yes, I think I should answer this person's question so he doesn't have to wait another 20 years before another quantum physicist comes and visits him. Well, before the break, we had a question about wormholes. First of all, what is a wormhole? A wormhole is a shortcut through space and time, like the looking glass of Alice. Think of the looking glass of Alice. One side of the looking glass connected Oxford, the countryside of Oxford, to this strange world called Wonderland by going through this looking glass, which is a wormhole. In fact, who was Charles Dodgson? Charles Dodgson, otherwise known as Lewis Carroll, was a mathematician, a professional mathematician at Oxford University. He was well acquainted with different kinds of topologies, including multiply connected spaces. That's what mathematicians call them, multiply connected spaces. We physicists simply call them wormholes. And they are gateways to other universes. Stephen Hawking, the late Stephen Hawking, in his latest book, published posthumously, writes that yes, wormholes are probably possible. They do obey. They seem to obey Einstein's laws. And how stable are they? We don't know. But yeah, they do seem to be valid solutions of Einstein's equations. Einstein himself stumbled on them in 1935. Back in the 1930s, Einstein was puzzled by this nagging question. What happens at the center of his equations, the center of a black hole? His equations predicted everything blows up and becomes infinite, and he was very unhappy about that. In physics, we have no such thing as infinity. But there it was. At the center of a black hole, it looks like a funnel. Everything falls into the funnel, but at the very center of the funnel, gravity becomes infinite. Einstein hated that idea because why should something be infinite in a finite universe? So then he took two funnels, stuck them back to back, mouth to mouth, two funnels, and he came up with a wormhole. So the creator of the wormhole was Einstein himself in 1935 in a paper he published with Rosen. And in fact, today we call them Einstein-Rosen bridges, bridges that connect us to distant points in the galaxy. Are they possible? Yes. Do they actually exist? We don't know. Can we create them with our technology? And the answer is no. You need the energy comparable to that of a black hole before you can start to play with wormholes. In other words, this is something for a very advanced civilization, perhaps type 3. We are type 0. Sorry about that. Well, unfortunately, that's it for this segment of Science Fantastic. So once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always been bothering you about science.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can talk back to the radio or the internet. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135 and have your thoughts heard on national radio. Ask a question, make a comment after you call 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
I was wondering about life on other planets. My name is Diana Taylor. My call letters are KTEC 89.5 from Klamath Falls, Oregon. My question is are there going to be other races on planets, and are any of the races going to be excluded because they had a skin color change? Thank you.
Well, first of all, I agree with most of my colleagues who are also scientists that they're probably out there, that, you know, why should we be the only game in town? We think that, for example, microbial life may be actually quite common throughout the galaxy. We've already located 4,000 planets circling other planets. The census is that there could be up to several billion Earth-sized planets in our own backyard, the Milky Way galaxy. Now, are they going to look at us? Will they have different skin color? Well, probably they'll look totally different from us. For example, take a look at a lobster. A lobster is familiar. They exist here on the planet Earth. But imagine a race of intelligent lobsters that evolve over millions of years in a different planetary system. They're going to think different than us. They're going to act different. They will have different goals, different dreams, different ideas, and they could also be intelligent. And remember, lobsters are on the Earth, made out of the same DNA that we are in outer space. We could have a totally different kind of architecture than what we find here on the planet Earth. Now, what we have on the planet Earth is, first of all, carbon chemistry. Carbon has four bonds, meaning that you can create all sorts of molecules like DNA in water. So we do think that chances are, if intelligent life exists someplace in the galaxy, they'll arise from the oceans, and they'll probably be carbon-based, though, of course, we're not totally sure of that. And how did we become intelligent? Well, probably three things. We're not sure, but three things propelled us to become intelligent, we think. First is stereo eyes, the eyes of a hunter, not the eyes that face to the side of our face, as in a deer or a mouse.
Those animals that have eyes to the side of their face are prey. However, animals that have eyes to the front of their face, like wolves, lions, tigers, foxes, they're predators because they use stereo vision to lock on to the prey. And predators are smarter than prey. So we think that they could be descended from predators. Second of all, we have an opposable thumb. Other animals may have claws, tentacles, that are perhaps just as dexterous as our opposable thumb, but some kind of grasping instrument is necessary. And third, language. Language allows you to communicate information from generation to generation. But have you ever seen Mama Bear talk to Baby Bear, instructing Baby Bear to watch out for human hunters? No. Animals largely operate by instinct, while we humans rely upon instinct and also knowledge handed down from generation to generation. Now, let me ask you a question. How many animals on the earth have all three? Many animals seem to be kind of smart, but they have claws, they don't have fingers, they don't have manual dexterity. The octopus has tentacles, but its eyesight is rather poor, has no language that we know of. And so we realize that only humans on the planet Earth have all three ingredients perfected pretty efficiently to create Homo sapiens. Now, where does skin color come into this? Well, it doesn't come in at all, because in outer space, who knows? Who knows what they're going to look like? But probably, though we're not certain, they will have some combination of the three technologies that I mentioned. Hand-eye coordination with maybe stereo eyes and language. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. And after that, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And you can ask that question on national radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Yes, once again on Science Fantastic, we are taking your listener phone calls by calling 612-564-8135. Ask away. Make that comment or question that's always been bothering you. And if you want to find out more about my work, go to my website or my Facebook site at Michio Kaku. But my main website is mkaku@.org, and that's when you can leave a comment or question and find out about what I do. So once again, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, now let's move on to the next listener phone call.
My name is Wayne Giuliano. I'm calling from Eldon, Missouri, and my question is about the existence of nothing. Is it possible for nothing to exist? Presently, atoms, light, space, time exist. Could there ever be a place where nothing exists? Thank you.
Well, you ask a rather embarrassing question, because common sense says yes. Common sense says that between atoms there is nothing. And we even demonstrate that to our beginning students by getting a piece of uranium, putting it behind the person's back, and then putting a Geiger counter in front of their stomach. And the radiation goes right through your body, energizing the Geiger counter as if you are not there at all. And we use that to demonstrate the fact that you are basically made out of nothing. However, once you get to the quantum theory, then you realize that there's always uncertainty in everything. Even nothing violates uncertainty. So that means that, for example, black holes cannot be totally black. They must be gray because of the uncertainty principle. Black is certain. Gray is not. And the uncertainty principle says there's uncertainty in everything, including blackness. And that's why black holes are gray and not black. And black holes must gently seep out radiation called Hawking radiation. Same thing for nothingness. That between atoms there is something. And what is between atoms are virtual particles. Particles that dart in and out of the vacuum. They emerge in the vacuum and then go back into the vacuum. These are called virtual particles. They only exist very briefly for a fraction of a second, and for the most part, we can ignore them. But you have to put them in when you do a quantum mechanical calculation. Now, why should we care about this? Because this means that nothingness is actually frothing. Frothing with activity, with virtual particles dancing in and out of the vacuum. And some of us believe that that's where the universe came from. Because not only can you have virtual particles dance in and out of the vacuum, you can also have virtual universes as well. Now, most of these universes pop into existence and then pop back into the vacuum, never to be seen again. However, because of quantum mechanics, there's always a certain probability that one of these bubbles will pop out of existence and just keep on going. That could be the Big Bang. Now, some people who are religious like this idea, because even the Bible seems to hint at the fact that the universe came out of nothing, out of nothingness, And everything you see around you is a product of nothing. Now, this quantum mechanical uncertainty also applies to black holes. Everyone knows that black holes are black. They suck up everything. But you see, blackness is a perfect color. And in quantum mechanics, you cannot always have perfection. You always have uncertainty with regards to radiation, mass, and velocity, which means that black holes must be gray. They must gently seep out radiation. And that means that pure nothingness can also not exist. Quantum mechanics says that even nothingness must have uncertainty. And sure enough, when we make very delicate measurements of a pure vacuum, we find out that there's energy there called zero-point energy. It's very small, but there it is, undeniable. And this energy is created because atoms and anti-atoms can jump out of the vacuum, disintegrate, and go back into the vacuum. So the vacuum is frothing with activity. Particles jump out of the vacuum, disintegrate, and go back into the vacuum. And so there's constant agitation within nothing, which is measurable. It's undeniable. Violates everything that you know about common sense. But hey, what does the universe care about your common sense? Now, why should you care about this? Because some people think that explains the origin of the universe. You see, not just particles can jump out of the vacuum. But entire universes can also jump out of the vacuum. Universes pop into existence with a big bang, and then pop back into nothingness with a big crunch almost immediately after. Now, some people think that our universe was the exception, because there's a certain probability that some of these universes will just keep on going. So our universe may have popped out of nothing and just kept on going to create the Big Bang. In other words, out of nothing came everything. Now you may say to yourself, come on, what about particles, energy, matter? That's not zero. Well, it is. Because what is the net charge of the universe? Electrons have negative charge. Protons have positive charge, and they balance out. The total net charge of the universe is zero. But what about spin? Well, galaxies spin in different directions. You add it all up, and what do you get? Zero. Well, what about matter? Matter is not zero. Well, if you add up the total amount of matter we can see with our telescopes, add to it the negative energy coming from gravity, because gravity has negative energy, and what do you get? Zero. A universe out of nothing. Well, if you want to find more about these things, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And my book, Parallel Worlds, has a whole discussion about how universes may come out of nothing. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you about science. Because why should we scientists have all the fun? Get to the phone. Call 612-564-8135.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.